This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The U.S. government plans to seize more than $1 billion in assets purchased with money that it believes was stolen from Malaysian sovereign wealth fund by people close to the country's embattled prime minister. The world is on pace to set another high global temperature benchmark, with 2016 becoming the third year in a row of record heat. NASA says greenhouse gases are the main culprit. America's birth rate for teenage moms has hit a historic low, less than 40% of what it was at the modern peak in 1991, when it was 61.8 births per 1,000 girls 15 to 19 years old. In 2014, the rate was 24.2 per 1,000. In the 1950s, when more women married in their teens, the rate was even higher than the 1991 figure. Nationwide, that remains true for other such laws, about one of every 13 voting age African Americans is disenfranchised because of a felony offense. That rate is four times greater than the rest of the population. For the third time in less than a year, a Brazilian judge in a state criminal court in Rio de Janeiro ordered a nationwide shutdown of WhatsApp, the Facebook popular messaging service, and they did not turn over user data requested by authorities as part of a criminal investigation. A few hours later, Brazil's Supreme Court overturned the order against Facebook. NLRB subpoenaed Microsoft as a potential joint employer with a company contractor in an unfair labor practice charge filed by the Temporary Workers of America. Subpoena indicates that TWA seeks to require Microsoft to bargain with TWA alongside one of its contractors, Lionbridge Technologies. Texas Senator and presidential wannabe Ted Cruz created havoc at the Republican convention by not endorsing Donald Trump and speaking long enough to push VP nominee Mike Pence out of prime time. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.